I think my eyes might have crossed. Wait. This case has been coded already? Yes, sir. So this isn't an isolated incident? I could hear the tension in my own voice. Had Burns withheld that information from me? Or hadn't he known himself? No. This is at least the second murder, Dr. Cross. Too early to classify it as anything, but there's an indication of solo activity, an organized approach, possibly psychosis, and maybe some level of ritual by the same person at each of the two murder sites. We also believe the killer is a woman, which makes this very unusual. So Paige did know a thing or two. Meanwhile, I couldn't help feeling duped by Burns. Why couldn't he have just told me the truth? We were scarcely off of the Disneyland property, and already this murder case was a whole lot more complicated than he'd made it seem. Son of a bitch, I said between gritted teeth. I was getting tired of being played, and maybe tired of the Bureau, too. But maybe I was just in a bad mood because I'd been pulled away from my vacation. Paige stiffened. Is there a problem? It would have been easy to blow off a little steam with him. But I wasn't ready to start bonding with Agent Paige yet. The whole idea was to float through this case as unattached as possible. No big problem. Nothing to do with you, anyway. Let's get over to the murder scene. I'm only supposed to take a quick look. Yes, sir. I caught Paige's blue eyes in the rearview mirror. You don't have to call me sir. I'm not your dad, I said. Then I grinned. Just in case he couldn't tell it was a joke. Chapter 12.